Lesson 17. An African Folktale. Some folktales tell of valiant deeds performed by great heroes. An example is the Japanese story of Tokoyo and the Sea Monster. Others, like the Welsh tale of the Silver Cows and the Water Lilies, explain how things came to be. A third group tells how the weak and helpless defeat the strong and powerful. This does not always happen in real life, but it does happen in folktales, as in this East African story of the Maskini and Tajiri. Every evening, the Tajiri, or rich man, sat down to a hearty meal prepared for him in his own kitchen. The food that was left over would have been enough to feed a whole family, but the Tajiri was extremely stingy. The leftovers from his table went to fatten his pigs so that he would have the benefit of them later. The Maskini, or poor man, lived on simple fare. He owned a goat that gave him milk and cheese, but his evening meal was usually nothing more than a bowl of porridge. However, he had found a way to make it more enjoyable. He would eat his meal while hidden outside the Tajiri's kitchen, where wonderful smells came wafting through the open window. They made the Maskini's mouth water, so the simple porridge seemed like a feast. One evening, the Tajiri decided to take a walk in his garden in order to work up an appetite for dinner. He saw the Maskini sitting outside the kitchen window. As the Tajiri watched, he saw the Maskini inhale deeply and a blissful look come over his face. "How dare he help himself to my smells," thought the Tajiri, and he ordered his servants to seize the Maskini and escort him to the village jail. A few days later, the Maskini was summoned before the court that met weekly in the village center, where the case would be decided on its merits. The Tajiri explained that the smells from the kitchen belonged to him, and the Maskini was depriving him of them. As payment, he demanded the Maskini's goat, which was the only thing he owned. When asked to respond, the Maskini, looking very forlorn, could only stare at the ground and shuffle his feet, afraid to speak. The village elders, who had been hearing the case, now withdrew to the shade of a nearby baobab tree. After a brief discussion, the village chief came forward and addressed the crowd. "The Maskini did help himself to the smells from the Tajiri's kitchen," she said. "However, he did not receive any food from him. We have concluded, therefore, that the Tajiri should not be given the goat. However, in fairness to him, we believe he should have the right to smell the Maskini's goat whenever he wants." The Tajiri was furious and left without saying a word, but the people of the village approved the court's decision. They felt that justice had been done.